The Montreal International Documentary Film Festival, RIDM, takes place from November the 17th to the 27th. With 134 films from 49 countries, the festival goals and aims to reflect the current state of the world through their films, through creativity, and through the diversity of the films. Today, we are happy to have Marlene Edoyan, one of the programmers of the team at the RIDM Festival for this year. Thank you for joining me, Marlene.
Thank you so much for having me again this year. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
For someone that may not be familiar with the RIDM Festival or maybe returning for the first time since the pandemic, how would you describe the power of the documentary films and how it holds also to educate, but also to entertain at the same time?
That's a really good question. Some of you might already know that at the RIDM, we look for films that make bold aesthetic narrative statements and films that use original and innovative visual language and structure to mirror the complexities of the world. So we think that this kind of festival has takes a lot of importance in the Quebec documentary industry because it not only is able to showcase some of the best films from nationally and internationally, but it also creates a very important place for encounters for people and filmmakers to come together, whether they be from the industry as decision makers, experts, or emerging filmmakers. And for us, I think in the history of the RIDM, that has been one of the most important elements and mandates to bring together people who don't have that much experience in documentary filmmaking. That's why we have the forum and the industry element connected to the festival in order to find diverse voices and showcase their films. So in that sense, in that regard, RIDM is a very important place. And I'm really happy and excited to say that this year will mark the 25th anniversary. And the idea for this anniversary is we wanted to celebrate 25 years of filmmaking by not only looking back, but also looking forward, so that we have, with the strong intent of creating a dialogue between the eras, the past, present, and the future. So we've been working really, really hard to make a very rich program for audiences this year. And yeah, we're just so excited to be able to finally share all that content with everyone.
So my magazine editor over at CJLO pointed this out to me because she asked me to look into RIDM a little bit. This year's festival turns its attention to the country of Brazil and has documentaries by Brazilian filmmakers. So why do you think right now it's important to feature, especially this year for the 25th anniversary and what's going on in the country of Brazil right now? Why is it important to feature Brazilian documentaries and filmmakers this year?
First of all, the focus was a dormant section that was always part of the RIDM, but I think it was absent from the programming in the last few years. So we decided to bring it back because we just love the idea of being able to focus on a territory and in order to highlight films from a certain region. And it was just serendipitous. I mean, Ana Alice de Moraes, one of the programmers, is Brazilian of origin, and so she has a certain sensitivity and understanding of the region. So that really helped in for us and when to kind of put this together. And also last year's retrospective was just so successful, which was about the Ukrainian filmmaker Vitaly Mansky's films about Ukraine, Russia. And we thought that was such a precursor and so fitting with everything that was happening with the world. So we thought, okay, this is another opportunity. Brazil is a country, it's one of the countries that has a very important election coming up actually Sunday. So we thought, what better way to celebrate not only cinema, but to kind of bring politics and social issues into our programming. And we just thought it was an incredible opportunity. We will be presenting this focus in collaboration with Olhar de Cinema, Festival Internacional de Kutibya. I'm sorry for my pronunciation. And it really goes back and looks at Brazil's contemporary documentary production through works that are both inventive and critical and from the last 5 years. So we just wanted to bring the region into focus, like we had done last year with our Ukrainian films and filmmaker.
Definitely important, especially with the Brazilian election coming up very
Absolutely.
Soon. The RIDM goes beyond just films, for example, because there are other activities, there are conversations that happen as well, too. And there's also family-friendly fare as well, too, for the entire family at the festival. So maybe you can highlight some of the other conversations or maybe the family-friendly fare that's going to be, or other activities that might be happening yeah. during the festival's content run.
Yes, absolutely. That's been brought back as well. There are a number of films for families to be able to come and enjoy films together at more friendly hours. But there's another thing that we've put together, two important things that I wanted to highlight this year with you. And most of these activities are special events for the 25th anniversary. And that is the Duck-a-Duck. Doc to Doc, which is 25 years of encounters, where filmmakers will not only watch films for free, but they also get to listen to some of their favorite filmmakers in conversation. So free screenings where five documentary filmmakers whose films will be screened as part of the program this year get to invite a guest filmmaker or someone who's inspired them and their careers. And there'll be a duo conversation. So, and I'll give you an example. Simon Plouffe, whose film Forests is part of the program this year, will be inviting and talking to Robert Morin. And all this will be taking place for free. That's between November 21st and the 25th. But another exciting thing we've put together, mostly all free activities, is we wanted to offer diverse experiences and perspectives on different storytelling practices. So we have five different activities put in place. I'll give you two examples. For example, there's a music and images live performance which is projecting basically archival footage, and the band Christ will be there performing their live music to these images, and that's put together by artist and performance artist Philippe Leonard. Another activity is a listening session of a series of creative sound documentaries, and this was programmed by local filmmaker Jenny Cartwright. And there's three other special storytelling event, narrative events taking place as well, but I'll let listeners discover them through our website.
Perfect. So I think that I've touched upon this, and probably you've touched upon this too, that mm-hmm. the documentary films and the documentary genre have entertained audiences, but they've also yes. enlightened audiences as well too, which I feel with my love for documentary films yes. as much as your love. So what resources does RIDM offer after the movie experience for audience members to seek resources or to get more information, you know, out of the film?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. I think what we offer is the Q&As are very good ways of getting to know the filmmaker's work closely. It's wonderful because for our local and national program, almost all the time the filmmakers are present for the Q&A, but we're excited because with the borders more free and open for traveling now, we have a lot of guests coming from out of town from so many from 46 different countries, and we'll be able to host discussions afterwards. For example, I'll give you an example, Republic of Silence from the very renowned Syrian filmmaker Diana El-Jeroudi will be here to give a special Q&A after her film. And the list goes on and on. So I would invite everybody to take a look and see what are some of the films that they like. But I will mention that this year, we were very drawn to films that make us think about how we perceive and understand reality. And so that's where the hybrid films come in. They really found a special place in our programming, and you'll see them in both the local and international competition selections. For those who are not sure what hybrid films are, they're films that cross the borders between documentary and fiction, and they challenge the concept of labeling films and categorizing them into strict formats. And we have a filmmaker, Rob Rice, coming from the US, and he'll be showing his film, A Way Out of This Place. And we have another filmmaker from France, Access Will Save Us, and another filmmaker, Antoine Bourquez from Toronto, for his film Concrete Valley. And we'll be holding a roundtable around these three films in order to talk about what hybrid filmmaker films are. So that's another way for audience members to get to know not only about the films, but to see actually and hear these filmmakers talk about their creative process.
Sounds very interesting, the hybrid between documentary and fiction. I can't wait to see that hybrid onto full display at this year's RIDM Festival happening from November the 17th to the 27th, celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. So for our final question, we normally like to end our interviews with a fun question. Sometimes it puzzles the person being interviewed a little bit, so don't worry. But name one film you have seen recently that you have to make sure to get the word onto, that everybody must check out.
Yeah, you know, it is a hard question because all those films, every single film that goes into the programming is like our personal baby. So we love each and every one of them, from the shorts to the medium to the features. But I have to admit, our coup de cœur was our opening film, Rewind and Play by Alain Gomez. I highly encourage everybody to go out and watch this film, especially if you're a lover of jazz music. The film really takes us to a moment with legendary jazz musician Thelonious Monk at the end of his European tour in 1969, where he appeared on an interview show called Jazz Portrait in Paris for French state television. Here, the genius of Alain Gomez, the director, is he goes back and builds the film mainly from unused archival footage from this recording. So not only do we see this brilliant musician practicing on his piano, perspiring and preparing for the show, but what you hear, the interesting moments of the film, is everything that was recorded in between and the conversations that are taking place around the musician and by the organizers of the show. And most specifically, the lack of respect with which the musician is treated by an arrogant French interviewer. So it is masterfully edited and a powerful film around the issues of colonial discourse, and exposes and critiques the white male gaze. So I highly, highly encourage film audiences to go out, research the film and watch the film and learn more about the film, because it is actually a very eye-opening and ear-opening film.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Marlene.
Thank you so much to you, Rémi.